Hey, what's going on? It's Christy, and welcome to the podcast today. Today is a really special episode. We have my daughter, Julia,
on
the show with me. What's up, girl?
Slay.
Slay. Julia is 13, and she's amazing. She's wonderful.
She is.
If you follow me on social media, you have seen her often. But the reason I have her on today, the reason I wanted you to come on today with me, girl, is because I wanted you to talk a little bit about one of the practices that you have in your life that I really love. And actually, I really admire it, even as your mom.
Aww,
so Julia has this practice that she does with her devotions. And she does them, you know, out of 7 days in the week, about how many times do you do it?
Realistically?
Yeah. No judgment.
I try to get at least five in a week.
I feel like that's fair. I feel like that
gives
fair.
Me like 2 days where I think that's just get busy and I'm exhausted.
Yeah, for sure. And that's just real talk, though. So Julia has this practice of doing, what would you call it? It's a devotion, right?
Yeah. I don't know how I'd explain it. It's just like, I think it's a discipline thing. It's how you learn to gain discipline with your relationship with God and intentionally making time for Him, being intentional.
So intentionally making time with the Lord every day. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So was it last year? Was it in 6th grade or 7th grade?
It was 7th grade. And so this is just last year. And my teacher, we would, every day during Bible class, we would read pieces of the Bible, about like a whole chapter over the week. And then the last day of the week, we would journal it. And so we would do this method. We call it the HEAR method.
HEAR, like
H-E-A-R.
Here. Okay, so it's an acronym.
Yep.
It's an acronym. So you did the HEAR method, and your teacher taught this to you guys in Bible class?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, super cool. So Julia goes to a Christian school, obviously, because we're not having Bible class in, you know, a lot of other schools. But she goes to a Christian school, and her Bible class teacher, which is also your language arts teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Kayla.
My homeroom.
Your homeroom teacher. She taught the students a tool to do a daily devotional that brings, I don't know, I think when I was your age, when I would try to read my Bible or when I would feel like I needed to read my Bible, you know, I didn't know where to start.
Yeah, and that's like, I feel like that was the problem with me. I wanted to read my Bible more, and I still want to read my Bible more. I think the hardest part of it was the whole, like, getting into it, the actual, like, I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
Because, like, with regular books, you read, and I feel like when you're reading the Bible, if you want the story, you start from the front, from cover to cover. But I feel like studying the Bible is different, and sometimes I guess it's different for different people,
sure,
studying the Bible.
Sure.
But I know for me, as, like, 12 and 13, it was just hard.
It was
confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I read big books, but, like, thou shalt not. Okay, I know that's just one method. Not method. What's it called?
Translation.
Yep. Like, one translation, but still, like, it just seems overwhelming. And so, taking it one verse at a time.
So, your teacher taught you guys the HEAR method, the H-E-A-R. So, if you're listening right now, this is not a method just for kids. Actually, when I talked to Miss Kayla about it, she told me she was feeling the same way as an adult.
Yeah.
And was like, you know, I want to be in my Bible on a daily basis, and I want to break down some verses and really think about them. And you know, what's that King James word, Selah, which just means to stop and pause and think about this. And she wanted to do that, but, like, there was no plan. So
and life just gets busy.
It gets busy. So I want you, if you wouldn't mind, teaching us or telling us about what each one of those letters in the acronym stands for.
So in the acronym here, like, what I think is smart is to read, like, a few lines and then pick one. But what I choose to do is I just, honest to God, go to the Bible app and just have the verse of the day. And you read the verse of the day, and H is highlight. So I highlight in my Bible, or I write it down. Same thing. So highlight or write it down.
So you have a notebook.
Right. I have a notebook, and I typically date it because dates are important. I date it, and then H is highlight, or write it down.
Mm-hmm.
E is explain it, because we all know that verses definitely need explaining, even when they're self-explanatory.
So yeah, you just explain, and you just explain the verse out. It's kind of self-explanatory. You just kind of write down what you feel like it means to you in that setting, or what you feel like it means to you in that area of your day or your life. And sometimes it changes depending on the kind of stuff you're going through.
So the first one is H, when you said it's like, H stands for highlight, like if you're highlighting in your Bible, but you have a special notebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you write down the verse each day?
Right.
In your special notebook, and that's your H, and then your E is explaining, and that's just your, I'm just repeating, like, to make sure I understand this, that's your interpretation of what that scripture is saying to you that day.
Right. And so sometimes it can be, I have to yawn. Sometimes it can be, like, it can just be different on different days. And then H-E-A. A is apply. So you apply it to your life.
Mm, that's good.
And so you're applying what you just read and explained to your
uh-huh.
to your daily life. And sometimes you don't always live by it because people are imperfect, but you apply it like, oh, I need to be more da-da-da-da-da. I need to practice da-da-da-da-da.
What is the da-da-da-da-da?
Well, depending on what your verse is.
Okay. So H is you're reading it, you're highlighting it, you're writing it down. E is you're explaining what you just read. You're like basically restating it in a way that makes sense to you. And then A is applying it. Like, this is how I would apply it to my actual life today, right?
Right.
So, and then you move from applying it, which I love that, Julia, because a lot of times you can read the Bible, like people just read the Bible, which is awesome. It's great. But I like that you slow down the moment. You don't take a giant chunk of text. You're just taking a verse, and then you're thinking about and meditating on how, that one verse and how you could apply that verse.
Exactly. So you apply it to your life, and then R is respond, and you respond in prayer. So you... I like to stick to the hear method and just do H-E-A-R and respond with my prayer, like I pray to God specifically about that verse, and then maybe I'll flip over the page and I'll do Dear God if I need to continue talking to Him about something.
So the R in respond, you, now do you literally write down the your response to God in
yes.
that scripture?
Yes.
So what do you like about writing that down?
I just like having a visual, so like, my favorite thing to do is to go through and see, like, oh, on January, I was feeling sad or upset, and then the next few weeks, I was feeling great.
Gotcha. So you can kind of track along. And then what I like about the R in the respond is how you're responding to that verse. One time we were talking, and you said, you know, it's a discipline.
It's a, yeah. I definitely don't keep it up on a day-to-day. And I struggle with having the discipline to do that because I'm still only my age. And that's still something I can blame on my age for now.
Girl, yes.
And I don't know. It was just, it's hard to describe it because it changes for everybody. And because God is very personal. He's a personal God. And in my opinion, I just think you do, you're here how you do it.
So we were talking before, and you said, sometimes I just sit down and do the H.
Yeah, sometimes I just sit down and I do my here, and I'm having a really holy moment where, you know, I'm just feeling God, you know, when that happens. And then sometimes I'm just doing it for the daily day discipline. And sometimes I hate the fact that I don't feel anything, but, you know, sometimes it's late at 12 o'clock at night, summer, teenage life, and you just don't feel anything, and you just do it because it's a daily discipline.
But what I think is, like, that's super mature, Julia. I'm actually really pretty impressed with that. I know a lot of times, even in my own life, even as a grown-up, that I can fall out of a devotional life, fall out of a time in my life where I'm consistently reading the Word of God and thinking about what it's saying and replying and responding to God. What I just love, like, my favorite thing about what you're talking about right now is sometimes when I do this, I sense the presence of God in my room, and then I spend more time with the Lord and I have a prayer time, and sometimes I feel nothing. And that's just real talk. But regardless of what your emotions are feeling, you're doing like your best to be disciplined to setting up a time with the Lord. One time you were talking to me about how relationships are a two-way street.
Right. Relationships can go both ways, and I struggled with currently, I fell behind on my here, like, in a really messy way. And I just kind of didn't talk to him much. And he was still, like, there. But, you know when that happens. And yeah. So, I am still trying to get back on my consistent streak of my daily disciplines with God.
So, you were saying that a little while ago we were talking about, we weren't being recorded, but we were talking about how it's a two-way street and you want to meet God in that space. And so the best way you can do that is to consistently show up because he shows up.
Right.
So I love that. All right, well, I love, these are the things that I love. Of course, first of all, I love you and I appreciate you being on the podcast. I think that it will be encouraging to people. One thing I just super love is that Miss Kayla took the time to teach you guys a really...
Shout out, Miss Kayla.
Shout out, Miss Kayla.
Love you, Miss KK.
We love you, Miss KK. We do love you. But I love that she took the time to teach you a really practical tool that is not just for students. It's not just for kids. It's not just for teenagers. But, like, it can really impact the life of the listeners. So, like, if you're listening to the podcast today and you're like, man, you know in your heart that you need to be more consistent in reading the word or just trying to have a little bit of a time spent with God, this is a really practical way to do it. When I was a kid, sometimes we would hear things like, oh, you need to spend 30 minutes with God praying or an hour reading your Bible. And I would be like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And then I would try it. I would attempt it and I would ultimately fail. And then I would just be so far off the wagon that I felt like I can't, what's even the point? Mm-hmm. And the thing about the here is like, it can take 15 minutes. And sometimes, you're in there longer and sometimes you're not. I just love that. I love that it's bite size.
Yeah.
So will you come back a little closer to the mic, babe, and just tell them where you pick up the verse that you are going to read about that day?
It depends on how you want to do it, honestly. I just find mine on the verse of the day thing.
The verse of the day.
Yeah. Like Bible app.
So, I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening. That you don't have to make this hard. That you don't have to have some deep deep book study or something like that. She opens up her Bible app. There's a verse of the day. That is the verse that I am going to do my here on. Mm-hmm. And just simple. And then H is highlight.
Or write it down.
E is?
Explain it.
A.
Apply it.
R.
Respond in prayer.
Well, I thank you, Julia, for being with us today.
No problem.
Means the world to your mama.
Slay,
girl boss. And I hope that somebody was encouraged to pick up reading their Bible and being a little bit more consistent in their devotional life. We'll talk to you next week. Oh, let me pray for you. Actually, Julia, would you mind praying for our people real quick? Come on over here.
Dear God, I pray that people can keep it simple and normal and not overthink or overdo on the formalities of Christianity, on the formalities of what our daily life in Christianity has turned to be like, and that it becomes more authentic and just for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Y'all, wow, that was a great prayer. Thanks, sweetheart. All right, you guys, I'll talk to you next week.